people and their beliefs.
Burial customs in the Hirokitia settlement largely reveal the religiousness of its inhabitants, stemming from their respect for the dead and from the relevant cult. Graves contained single burials, and the dead were usually entombed in a contracted position in small pits under the floors of the round houses. The complex burial ritual was deduced through the excavation of a grave, which allowed archaeologists to reconstruct some of the steps involved in the inhumation of an adult woman. Burial gifts were placed in some graves, depending on the sex of the deceased. In several cases, the dead were accompanied by everyday objects, such as whole or broken stone vessels, and necklaces made with seashells or stone beads. Another burial custom observed in some cases was the placement of a large stone on the body. It's assumed that people believed that the stone would prevent the dead from coming back to life. Another funerary object is a small woman's head of unfired clay with naturalistic features and hair represented with vertical wavy lines. That figurine is unique and the earliest sample of Cypriot plastic art. Murals found on the site are scant and in very bad repair, to the point of being unintelligible. A clearer mural found in Kalavasos Tenta shows the remains of a composition. At least two human figures are depicted, one with raised hands in a posture seen in the case of a figure ornamenting a stone cup found in Hirokitia, which is strongly reminiscent of certain figures from Catalhuyuk in Anatolia. This leads to the safe conclusion that the human figure was part of the depictive representation themes. The human figure is also the prevailing theme in the case of figurines, which shows some similarity with Near East culture. With the exception of the clay head displayed in the Museum of Cyprus in Lefkosia, all Hirokitia figurines are of stone. Some figures are carved on small pebbles with slanted incisions, which are sometimes complemented with a vertical incision to denote the legs, whereas other figurines are more abstract. There have been cases with more detailed depictions. Some examples can be found in Room 1 of the Lefkosia Museum, and also in the Larnaca District Archaeological Museum, also Room 1, on the right. The absence of the female figure from the aceramic Neolithic Cypriot iconography is a remarkable element, especially when one considers that in the Near East, already in the 9th millennium BC, the female figure prevails in the numerous depictions of the human body. More than 240 burials have come to light in the excavated part of the settlement. Most burials belong to infants and children, which suggests a high mortality rate at that age bracket. Scientific investigation of skeletons and skulls leads to the conclusion that the average life expectancy in Hirokitia was 35 years for men and 33 years for women. The special craniological and anthropological studies conducted show that most Hirokitia inhabitants had brachycephalic heads. This phenomenon, in conjunction with the presence of obsidian, cornelian, hematite and other precious stones among the portable finds, has been the subject of many debates with regard to the origin of the first inhabitants of the island and the development of the Cypriot aceramic Neolithic civilization. Theories stemming from the presence of these stones, which are not found in the geological stratification of the island, but in the central region of southwest Asia Minor, Anatolia, in Palestine and in the island of Delos, suggests that the first inhabitants of Cyprus came mainly from Palestine, whereas some ethnic groups may have come from Asia Minor, bringing these stones with them. In the Museum of Cyprus, there are obsidian tools which may come from Asia Minor or Delos. However, these theories too are questionable, since according to other views, these materials in aceramic Hirokitia may be the result of trade relationships between Cyprus and neighbouring countries. It has been suggested that the aceramic Neolithic civilization of Hirokitia and of Cyprus in general developed from the earliest civilization. This last suggestion seems to be corroborated by the differences in the basic features and elements of the corresponding cultures of Cyprus on the one hand, and of the neighbouring countries in Asia Minor, Anatolia and Palestine on the other hand, in the 7th millennium. The round houses in Hirokitia of that period bear closer resemblance to the 9th and 8th millennium Natufian houses in Palestine, but they are totally dissimilar to the 7th millennium houses in Jericho or Einan, which were quadrilateral and had floors covered with glossy red plaster. If indeed the first inhabitants of Cyprus had been colonists from Palestine, they should have built their first houses in accordance with their own standards and not the Natufian ones, which were much older. We cannot rule out the possibility that future excavations in prehistoric Cypriot sites could reveal a proto-Neolithic period coinciding chronologically and culturally with the Natufian period in Palestine. Such new elements could shed light on the hitherto obscure identity of the first inhabitants of the island.